7:22 then this Friday morning. We've been looking recently at some of the big issues surrounding the EU referendum campaign. And today we're talking travel. How do airports, our airports, currently operate within the EU? And how might that change if Britain leaves on June the 23rd? Well, to answer our questions, we've invited independent air transport consultant John Strickland to have a word with us. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Tell us so far then, when we go to an airport, when we go on holiday or away on business, What factors of that particular journey are affected by EU rules?
Well, actually, I would turn it round the other way somewhat and say that airports, of course, need airline partners in order to offer a service to us, the travelling public. And that's where we've perhaps seen the biggest change in recent years for membership of the EU, because we've seen liberalisation in terms of air services. Now, what I mean by that is many listeners, especially younger ones, may be surprised to know that in the past that if an airline wanted to fly between two European countries, then it had to be owned by shareholders or investors from one country or the other. So if we had flights between UK and Spain, for example, the airline would have to be Spanish or be British. Now, today, any airline that has majority ownership from any shareholders within the European Union can fly anywhere it likes in Europe. We have what is called open skies. So you perhaps certainly couldn't have imagined some years ago, say, an Irish airline like Ryanair flying between the UK and France, or the UK and Italy, or an airline like EasyJet, which is a British company, flying between France and Germany, for example. But today, airlines have complete freedom to fly where they want. And that is to the benefit of airports, because airports are going out and competing to attract airlines to operate services every day.
What would happen then to that open skies policy if we were to leave the EU?
This is really a point of unclarity, because it's precisely because of countries working together in the EU that this policy has been developed. It's affected licensing of airlines, and theoretically it could be eroded or lost. Airlines certainly would be faced with potentially much more complexity about how they go about obtaining the right to operate air services, and particularly, again, for low-cost airlines like ones I mentioned, Ryanair and EasyJet. That would be much more complicated, and certainly Ryanair is indicated as the largest airline of its type in Europe, but it would actually look to reduce investment in the UK. That could mean it could reduce the number of flights it operates. And in terms of airports, because the UK is the biggest market that Ryanair operates from, that would lead to potentially less employment at airports in all sorts of areas that people work, from check-in to maintenance and so on, serving the airline customers.
And just to those finer points of check-in, etc., that the experience that we have when we go through airports at the moment, there's always a huge queues, particularly when you're on a budget airline and on a popular route where you're waiting to go through security. Is that going to be the same experience whether or not we leave?
Again, it's difficult to say. I mean, we certainly now see common regulation of things like, particularly security. And of course, security goes outside of politics, I suppose you could say, in as much as all countries want to maximise the certainty of safety on flights, whether it comes to security issues or the technical operation of airlines. So we, again, have common regulations there throughout Europe. That probably wouldn't change, but the ability to integrate it would become more complex because we're all doing the same thing at the moment. That could become more fragmented and lead to more headaches from the point of view of an airport who has to deal with many different authorities.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning. Independent air transport consultant John Strickland talking to us this morning.